Genesis 5 and 21. It's 65 years old, and he begat Methuselah.
Yeah.
He was pretty up in age when he had Methuselah, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
But you got to notice, these guys lived 900 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yeah. And Enoch was 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years.
Yes.
And begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365. So after he begat Enoch, he lived another 300 years.
Yeah.
And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And verse 24, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. I got on this yesterday, and I couldn't get off of it. So here's what I'm going to preach. No fancy title. Amen. Right there in verse 24, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, right here, for God took him. So I'm going to preach on, for right. God took him.
Woo.
Hallelujah. This passage that I've read to you here tonight is very encouraging. Amen. It's a very uplifting passage. But what strikes me is it's in one of the saddest chapters in all the Bible. Amen.
You're right.
Because you could go up to verse number 5, Adam. Amen. The greatest, or the first man rather, the first man that ever lived in the days of Adam. And that Adam lived were 930 years. Right here is the sad part. And he died.
Yeah.
Adam was not made to die. Did you know that?
Right.
Adam was made to live forever. God's plan was to create man and woman. And they were to tend the earth. And fruits and vegetables were going to grow in the Garden of Eden. And men were going to multiply and replenish the earth. And it was going to be God's great plan. But sin came into the mix. And Adam died being 930 years old. I can't read all these. Amen. But go down to verse 8. And all the days of Seth, which was Adam's son, were 912 years. And what happened to Seth?
Yeah.
And he died.
Yes.
Amen. Verse number 11. And all the days of Enos were 905 years. What happened to him?
Yeah.
He died. Ooh. Verse 14. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years. All these men, 900 plus years.
Yeah.
And what happened to him?
Died.
He died. Verse 17. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years. And what happened to him?
Died.
He died. Praise God. Amen. And verse number 20. Amen. And all the days of Jared were 962 years. And what happened to Jared?
He died.
Praise God. But if the Lord would help me tonight, I'd like to focus on verse 24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not. For what happened to Enoch?
God took him.
For God took him. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Satan, amen, questioned this warning when he came to tempt Eve. Amen. When God spoke to them there in the book of Genesis chapter 3, and the serpent said unto the woman, amen, God spoke to, we got to go back to Genesis 2 and 17. God said, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest, thou shalt surely die. And that's what happened to these men. Amen. They died. Praise God. Abel was the first man to ever die.
Yeah.
He beat his father Adam. Why? Because Cain sinned. Cain killed Abel.
Yeah.
Amen. And Abel died. Praise God. Genesis 4 and 8. But we find, I already read to you in Genesis 5 and 5, Adam was the first man to die of natural death. Amen. He was 930 years old and he died. Praise God. Amen. But then most of the men mentioned here lived 900, or at least close to 900 years old, and that is an exceptionally long time. But there's one common denominator between all of them. They died.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
But praise God, yet it is a vivid reminder of at least two great truths that I'd like to bring out to us here tonight. Romans tells us that the wages of sin is death.
Death.
But the gift of God,
ooh,
is eternal life.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hebrews tells us that it is once appointed unto a man to die. Amen. But after death is the judgment. Praise God. Amen. So right here in the middle of all these men dying, amen, there is a man that decided in a wicked generation, in a wicked time, when men were doing that which was right in their own eyes. Amen.
Yeah.
One man said, I'm going to walk with God.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm going to devote my life 100% to God, and I'm going to walk with Him. Amen. And the Bible said, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
Right.
What does this mean? Amen. Praise God. This means to take away with oneself. Hallelujah. Amen. If I come to Brother Tommy's house, and he's got a lawnmower I like, and I said, I took it. Amen. What does that mean? Praise God. That means I took it to where I'm going. Amen. To where I live. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm taking it to my house. Amen.
Woo.
Can you imagine old Enoch walking with God 65 years? Amen. And he had a son by the name of Methuselah. Amen. At the age of 65. And then the Bible said he lived another 300 years and he continued walking with God. And he was not, for God took him.
Woo!
Many people ask the question down through the years, what happened to Enoch? Where'd he go? I'll tell you what happened to Enoch. He got so carried away in praise and in worshiping God, like some of us should have right here tonight. He got closer to God's house than he was his, and the Bible said God took Enoch.
Yeah.
I believe one day Enoch was lost in the spirit. Amen. He was so close to God in communion with Him. Amen. God just put His arm around him and took him on up to His house and said, Enoch, come on home. Hallelujah. You walked for me all through these years. You've been a light to me in a dark generation. Amen. And God took Enoch. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hey, God. My first question, my first point tonight, amen, is why did God take Enoch? Amen. Why did God take him? Hallelujah. Amen. Why did the Lord single out Enoch? Amen. Why did God take Enoch and leave everybody else behind? Was he the only man living right in that day? Possibly not. Amen. We find that Noah later, just a few short years later,
yeah,
amen, and Noah's family was the only ones living right. So it lets us know it was a generation of sin. It was a generation where men and women did not care about the things of God. Amen. But I'll tell you the first reason why I believe God took Enoch, because he was a prophet and he was a preacher who was preaching the word of God to a rebellious world. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. Like Isaiah would say many years later, the people in that day turned everyone to his own way. In the midst of that dark and wicked generation, God raised up a preacher. God raised up a prophet.
Yes.
Amen. That stood for the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. What did Enoch preach? Well, if you want to know what Enoch preached, you got to find it in the New Testament. Amen. The book of Jude. Amen. Said that Enoch also, being the seventh from Adam, amen, he was the seventh generation from Adam,
right,
prophesied of these things, saying, what did he say? Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of their own ungodly deeds,
yeah,
which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. I tell you, Enoch preached against sin in his day. Hey, the catalyst here for Enoch's preaching, amen, was the birth of his son. Genesis 5 and 22 said, notice this, and Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years. Amen, as you probably know, amen, Methuselah's name means, and after this, it shall come.
Yeah.
Hey, Methuselah's name meant judgment. God was speaking to Enoch. Hey, amen. I told you in the book of Jude, he preached on the wrath of God and the judgment to come. Hey, amen. When God blessed Enoch with Methuselah, his very name meant, when he dies, I'm going to rain down my judgment upon this earth.
Yeah.
Hey, amen. And so Enoch walked with God. He had a transformation. transformation in his life. And he walked with God, amen, until God transformed his life. Amen, all the way up until God translated his life. Hey, I come to tell us in this house tonight, amen, God told Enoch, I'm going to judge this world, and after this it shall come. You can mark it down. Many theologians believe to the very day, maybe even the very hour, oh, Methuselah's heartbeat gave way and Methuselah died. It was about that time the first rain speckles began to hit him on the head, and God rained down the flood at Noah's day. After this, it shall come. Amen. Enoch was that prophet that was prophesying before Noah. Get ready, the Lord's a coming. Get ready, he's about to come back and rain his vengeance and his judgment out upon this world. Hey, I come to tell us here tonight, you better get ready. He's about to come back, and we better be like Enoch. We better be walking with him. Amen. So he can take us up to be with him. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hey God, the people of that day, they refused to repent, and they refused to hear the message of Enoch. Amen. The sudden shocking disappearance of Enoch was a warning to every person.
Thank you,
Lord. Can you imagine? Oh, Enoch walking the neighborhoods every day. Amen. Oh, praise God. Maybe he is worshiping, praising God like some of us was here tonight. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. You bless me. Look at my son here, Methuselah. And again, other son, look at my other families. Look at my other kids. Look at the home you give me. Amen. Look at the church you blessed me with. Oh, and he was walking with God. And everybody noticed, oh, Enoch walking with God every day. And finally one day Enoch's gone, and they send a search party out. Where's Enoch? And nobody could find him. Why? Because God took him out. Hey, I come to tell you, that's where this world's going to be one of these days. Amen. He's going to come back, and there's going to be total chaos in all of this world, because they're going to take the church, amen, and get us up out of here. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
When the Lord returns and suddenly takes his people from this world, it will validate the message of God, and it will be a testimony to the world that God was right all along. Amen. Oh, I should mention here that Methuselah, the man whose name would be accompanied by the judgment of the world, lived longer than any other man. Oh, great God. I'm feeling better and better about this. Amen. Even Sunday school kids know who's the longest man that ever lived. Every kid knows that. Methuselah. But here's my question here tonight. Don't ever forget this. Why did Methuselah live longer than every other man? Amen. Because, great God, amen, 969 years after this, it shall come. After this, God said, I'm going to judge this world. And he give Methuselah more days. 31 years. Shive living a millennium. 31 years. And he'd have lived 1,000 years longer than any man ever lived. Because somebody said, maybe old Gabriel looked at the Lord when old Methuselah turned 900 and said, ain't you not ready to take him? And God said, no, I'm going to give the world a little longer. I'm going to have grace a little longer. Noah's down there preaching. Let him preach a little longer. And Methuselah lived 969 years because God was having grace. God was having mercy. Hey, I come to tell us in this house, why we ask ourselves, why Brother Tommy preached this morning? Does these kids lose their life by the millions? 65 plus million babies being aborted in this world. Hey, homosexuality running rampant. Pornography. Amen. At an all-time high. Sin all around us. And we say, why is the Lord not coming back? Why don't he come? I tell you why. God's having mercy. God's having judgment. Woo! On a world that doesn't care about him. But God cares about the world. I come to tell us judgment is getting ready to come. Time is about ready to ring in a new era, and God's going to bring his judgment.
My Lord.
Yes, he is.
Oh, God. Woo! Yay, Lord.
Oh,
yay, Lord.
To the lost man, he's given space to repent.
Right.
While we live in this day of grace, leading up to the return of the Lord Jesus for his church, that door of salvation is still open. The Lord invites us. Amen. Matthew said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He promises to receive you. He said, I will in no wise cast you out. He promises to save his own by his grace. Oh yes. Amen. And God, as God said to Enoch's world just before the flood came and swept them into hell, Genesis 6:3 said, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120. And God said, I'm getting ready to rain down my judgment. Hey, amen. So first off, why did God take Enoch? Because he was a preacher and he was a prophet. But secondly, I believe God took Enoch, amen, hey, because in verse number 22 and verse number 24, and Enoch walked with God.
Right, right.
Enoch was a believer. He was living in a land of unbelievers, but yet he walked with God.
Woo!
Hey, I believe he stood the test. Everybody else said, Enoch, just come on over. Everybody else is doing it. You're the only outcast. And Sister Dottie said, we're a peculiar people. Hey, Enoch never buckled, but he kept walking with God.
Yes. Amen. Holy, holy Lord.
So God took Enoch.
Yeah.
Because he was walking with him.
Yes.
Enoch is a picture of the people of God who will be living in the day of Jesus. If we'll walk with him, he's going to take us.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Like Enoch, we are living in a generation that refuses to hear the word of God. 1 Timothy chapter number 4, starting at verse number 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressively that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to what? Seducing spirits.
Yeah.
Doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with the hot iron. Is that not the day we're in?
Right.
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. What's he saying in the last day? They would rather listen to the preacher tickle their ears and tell them a good news story than they would the truth that Enoch preached,
right,
about the judgment and the wrath of God. Hey, I come to tell us, church, we're living in the generation, amen, that's just about ready to see the coming of the Lord.
Amen. Holy God.
I believe.
There's growing hostility to the word of God and to the gospel every day.
You're right.
John 15:18. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But he said, but because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than the Lord. If they persecute me,
right,
they'll persecute you. If they have kept my saying, amen, they will keep yours also. Hey, I come to tell us, judgment's about to come.
You're
amen.
Right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We're living in a generation that has been judged by God. and that is destined for destruction. Brother Tommy told you this morning about the fires. Hey man, world famine. There's world hunger. It doesn't relate so much to us because we have plenty in this country. But there's still people hungry right around here.
Yeah.
Hey man, but there's world hunger. There's people out there that ain't had a bite to eat in days. There's people out there that's starving to death due to lack. Hey man, why? Because this old earth is under the curse of sin. Fires, hey man, is burning this earth. Tornadoes and earthquakes, amen, hurricanes, God's a judge of this earth,
right.
Amen, this earth's about ready to wrap up,
woo,
and nobody can see it,
right.
But the people of God, there's a few Enochs that's still walking with God, and they can see things are coming to an end, but the rest of the world is walking headlong into the ditch, the blind leading the blind, but it's about time,
woo,
for an Enoch to stand up and say, I'm going to walk with God in this last day.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Holy, holy, holy.
2 Thessalonians. And in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe. Amen. Why? Amen. That believe in that day, because our testimony among you, our testimony must be one of Enoch.
Right.
That we leave a testimony that we're a child of God and we're walking with him. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. This generation is headed for destruction.
You got it.
But we believe the Bible teaches us that the saints of God can be saved from the wrath of God.
Holy.
Amen. Am I saying Enoch was the only man living right in that day? No, I'm not saying that. But Enoch here is representation of the church.
Yeah.
Amen. Enoch was walking with God. And God took him, and he was not, for God took him. Hallelujah. God rescued Enoch out of a sinful world.
Right.
Let me tell you something. How much more is God about to rescue us? Amen. Out of a polluted world. Amen. This world is being judged as we speak by the hand of God. But God's about to pour out his wrath. We've seen his hand of judgment. Amen. But let me tell you something. We hadn't seen God pour out his wrath just yet. Amen. But he's about to. But he's going to get his church and take his church out of here.
Yeah.
And then he'll pour his wrath out. And there'll be woes and worries. Amen. Such as this earth has never seen before. But I tell you what you better do. You better get to walking with him.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus comes. He ain't coming for everybody.
No.
Who's he coming for?
Thank you, Lord.
He's coming for those who's walking with him. He's coming for Enoch.
Yes, yes.
He's coming for the church. This is pictured in Luke 17 and 34. Jesus said, I tell you, in that night there shall be two in the bed. One will be taken and the other one left.
Right.
There'll be two women grinding. The one will be taken and the other one left. There shall be two men in the field. The one will be taken and the other one left. Only those who are saved and who are walking with God will be taken.
Woo!
To validate God's message. Amen. And to protect us from his wrath. That's why God took Enoch.
That's right.
Right.
Secondly, when did God take him? Amen. Well, the text doesn't give us the date. Hallelujah. Man, oh man, this is great.
Yes, it is.
When is God going to come back for his church? He does not give us the date. He does not give us the time. There's no time or no date given when God took Enoch. Amen. But the Bible said that God took Enoch first when Enoch walked with him.
Yeah.
Hey, it was just another day like the last 300. Enoch was perpetually walking, and his mind wasn't taken over by the power and the praise of God. And God took Enoch one day while he was walking with him.
Hallelujah.
Hey, amen. And when did God take Enoch? I tell you, when he took him, he didn't announce to the world, get ready, I'm going to take him. But he took him suddenly, just like he's going to take the church in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. So shall we be caught up. Hey, I come to tell us he's getting ready to take the church.
Yes, yes, yes.